After an enlightening discussion about the potential danger of various bodily fluids, the Ketchikan City Council delayed voting on a proposal that would ban boxing and mixed martial arts at the Ted Ferry Civic Center. The delay was to allow Ketchikan Fight Club officials a chance to respond to the proposal. They were out of town this week and not able to comment. Councilmember Bob Sievertson proposed the measure. He says the Civic Center, where weddings, music performances, etc. take place, is the wrong venue for events that regularly result in bloodshed.
Bloodborne pathogens, the alcohol, problems in the bathroom. Most recently, I understand they used a moldy tarp, which after everybody walked on it and ground it in, it was also now moldy carpet that took some extensive cleaning to get that done.
Sievertson says the center has plans to renovate, including new carpet, and he'd like the city to seriously consider ending the Fight Club's use of the center. Civic Center manager Rhonda Bowling says she has no problem with the Fight Club or the organizers, but
the things that come along with the fights, the blood, the vomit. When you get hit in the spleen, you vomit. I mean, there's a lot. And then it takes a full day after the event to air it out. I mean, yeah, it's pretty messy.
Bowling says she charged the Fight Club extra for cleaning after the most recent event, and organizers weren't pleased. But she says she believes the approximately $200 extra charge was reasonable.
You know, I didn't think that was excessive to charge for cleaning the whole gallery corridor with beer just sopped into the carpets, because that part is not tarped.
Bowling adds that the Civic Center loses money even with the extra charges when the Fight Club holds its events there. The council discussion then delved into the proper procedures for cleaning body fluids.
Rhonda, how do you deal with the bloodborne pathogens and the vomit and stuff? Mm-hmm. Is your staff trained to appropriately clean and disinfect that?
No. I just learned after the last event, because the fire inspector, fire marshal, asked me, did he wear glasses when he was cleaning that up? I'm looking at him, he wore gloves.
Fire Chief Frank Scher gave a few details on what's required in state regulations when cleaning body fluids, which can transmit disease.
For us at the fire department, we have to dispose of it properly. I have an infection control officer. I have to send them to training every year. You have to have a policy on hand, how you're going to deal with it, how you're going to clean it. One of the things that it talks about is you can't have any eating, drinking, cosmetics, or smoking anywhere that you're going to have bloodborne pathogens, which is exactly what this facility is used for.
Mayor Lou Williams III suggested deferring the motion to give Fight Club organizers a chance to respond to the concerns raised. Sievertson agrees that's the polite thing to do, but he says he likely won't change his mind. In the meantime, the council asked City Manager Carl Amelon to look into the issue, including calling other communities where boxing events take place and finding a contractor for proper cleaning services. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.